June 25, Growing Up in Christ. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, Hebrews 6:1. At the entrance gate of the path that leads to everlasting life, God places faith, and he lines the whole way with the light and peace and joy of willing obedience. The traveler, in this way, keeps ever before him the mark of the high calling in Christ. The prize is ever in sight. To him God's commands are righteousness and joy and peace and the Holy Spirit. The things that first appeared to be crosses are found by experience to be crowns. Learn of me is the Savior's command. Yes, learn of him how to live the Christ life, a life pure and holy, free from any taint of sin. Progression, not stagnation, is the law of heaven. Progression is the law of every faculty of mind and body. The things of nature obey this law. In the field there is seen first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. In the spiritual life, as in the physical life, there is to be growth. Step by step we are to advance, ever receiving and imparting, ever gaining a more complete knowledge of Christ. Daily approaching more closely the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The Christian is first a babe in Christ, then he becomes a child. Constantly he is making advancement proportionate to the opportunities and privileges granted him. Ever he is to remember that he is not his own, that he has been bought with a price, and that he must make the best possible use of the talents entrusted to him. Even in the infancy of his spiritual understanding, the Christian is to do his best, making steady advancement toward the higher, holier life. He is to realize that he is a laborer together with God. He is never to become self-sufficient, but is to count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus his Lord. He is to walk and work in the Savior's companionship. As he does this, his faith will increase. Constantly beholding Christ, he will be changed into the same image from character to character.